Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Marissa Kleist of Team Reba Remax Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
So we had some interesting talk over the break, and I think we wanted to hear some of Eric's horror stories about appraisals. Maybe something to do with some pigs?
Oh, man. You know, I wish I could broadcast some photos over the, you know, over the radio here, but we had some photos from an appraiser about a year ago, and I got these. This is on a property that we were looking at. It was a refinance, and the outside of the home had a what looked like a wheelchair ramp leading up to the kitchen. So we're thinking, oh, okay, well, maybe one of the owners is disabled. But it was leading up from the backyard, which you know, you think of a backyard with a nice lawn and landscaping. This was just mud. You know, it was pure mud. And there was an owner that was standing out there, and the owner had a fur hat on, and he had a red flannel shirt on and big wellies, you know, muck boots on.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're thinking, well, he wasn't disabled. So I'm thinking, okay, what's going on with this house? And the house looked a little rough, I'll be honest, from the outside. It had definitely had a little bit of maybe deferred maintenance. So if you went up the ramp and from the outside and you went into the kitchen, the first thing that I noticed is there over the where there'd normally be like a kitchen lamp over a kitchen island, there's a mobile of a giant pig kind of just spinning, you know, on this mobile over the kitchen island. And below the kitchen island was a crate, like an animal crate. And in the crate is a dog. And the dog's sitting in the crate with this look on his face like, you know, get me out of here. But in hindsight, it was more like, I'm glad I'm in here. Because also in the kitchen were three extremely large, full-grown hogs. I'm not talking about little baby, you know, pot-belly pigs. No. No, these are your 500 or 600 or 700 pounders.
Oh my gosh!
And so the dog is like, yeah, I'm not going out there. There's pigs out there, so Clark, just between you and me and the fence post, this appraiser, I know, and he wasn't probably supposed to communicate directly to me, but I got the email that said some people just live like pigs. So. Needless to say, we were not able to complete that loan transaction. That house had some issues, you know, far beyond the
deferred maintenance,
the animals inside of it. but not every house that you know that we send appraisers out to are quite like that, Clark. But some houses, I guess, no home is necessarily perfect. So, are there some tips for a homeowner of things that they should pay attention to before the appraiser comes out? I get the question all the time. Should I vacuum? Should I clean it up? Yeah. You know, what's the best, what are some tips for a homeowner?
Everybody gets one chance to make a first impression and it lasts. So if the home is picked up and cleaned up, you know, sometimes you don't have a lot of time to do it, but anything you can do to kind of straighten things up and make it tidy and always assist because it's a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've walked into some homes where people told me they didn't have time to clean up, but it would have taken a year.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that jokingly. You couldn't have cleaned this house in a year.
Yeah.
As a homeowner. So you know, everybody has their own idea of what it means to live in a clean way, and some standards don't match up. And there's no other way to put it. But tidy up, clean up, vacuum. You know, do the dishes. You know, stuff like that. Get things put away and make it tidy. That'll help an awful lot.
Got it. Now there are some state requirements right now. So one is carbon monoxide detectors, correct?
Right.
Okay. So what is the rule on that?
I don't know the exact rule. I mean, I did it one time, but if it's a purchase transaction, then it has to have a carbon monoxide
on each floor.
On each floor, right?
Detector, and it can be something as simple is going to Home Depot and spending a few dollars and plugging it into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So there isn't anything that says it has to be a permanent fixture. It can be something as simple as plugged into a wall. So, you know, there are lenders that are going to make the lack of carbon monoxide detectors a work order.
Mm-hmm.
So save the time and the hassle and the $125 if you're a realtor or a homeowner and go out and buy it and plug it in. Yeah. Because all the appraisers are going to do is take a photo and say, yes, it's here. And then you don't have to have another trip and schedule somebody to come out and waste time in closing your loan and those kinds of things.
Got it. Got it. And then what about, I know earthquake straps are an issue as well.
On the hot water tank, make sure that your hot water tank is double strapped, and they need to be so far off the bottom and so far off of the top. So don't put them at the very top and the very bottom because it won't meet code. And you can go Google something and then say, you know, what are the requirements for earthquake strapping in California? There's going to be a whole lot more in California than Washington, but we're all in an earthquake zone and it's all the same standard.
Right. Good reminder this weekend. I mean, we had, you know, the New Zealand had a massive, massive earthquake. And you know, every now and then, of course, we had the big Nisqually quake here in, 2001. And a lot of chimneys fell over.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hot water tanks, you know, might have fallen over. So, you know, it's definitely something that we have to be aware of. What are some, you know, if you know, we get this question all the time. Maybe the home is a fixer. Let's call it a fixer. So this is a home someone's thinking of buying. The carpet is the orange shag. You know, it's been in there
burnt
since.
Burnt orange is the official term.
Exactly. It's been in there since, you know, Jimmy Carter was president. And the countertops are tile. Maybe some of the tiles are cracked.
Harvest gold.
Yep. They've been in there since Ronald Reagan was president. And you've got, you know, the blue toilet fixtures. Those have been there since, Eisenhower? Probably.
Or Kennedy.
Maybe Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give you Kennedy. So are these things that are going to stop an appraisal?
No, because if they're functional and they're market acceptable and would be considered on some level average, and that can include average minus, then it's not going to prevent the appraiser from appraising something. If the carpet's in really terrible shape, take it out because it's not required by the secondary market. Just needs to be in marketable shape. So if the rest of the house is in average plus condition and you don't have flooring, it's not an issue to garner a loan or do the appraisal.
Okay.
So flooring is not a requirement. So it may be to your betterment to take out that Harvest Gold carpet and rather than leave it in, particularly if there's a bunch of tobacco stains and, you know, other sundry types of stains
right
in the carpet
that we might see.
But make sure and leave the blue toilet.
The blue toilet, I believe, is going to make a comeback this year.
we're optimistic about that. Yeah, you just never know. It might be right in there with the pink toilet, but
could be.
Might be a little bit behind the pink toilet. So now let's talk about underneath the house. Crawl spaces, especially we've gone through how many inches of rain here over the last, you know, few weeks. What does a homeowner need to be thinking about in their crawl space?
Crawl spaces need to be fully vented. So when you close off the vents in your foundation thinking that you're going to keep things better, it's not. You want lots of cross ventilation under the home. You want to make sure that those vents are clear so that the cross ventilation can take place. And you want to make sure that there's a vapor barrier. Usually it's Visqueen or some heavy, thick plastic sheeting that covers all of the bare dirt. And that will keep an awful lot of the moisture out of the underneath of your home, whether it's going to go into the insulation or the floor joists or the floorboards. You keep it away, particularly if there's good cross ventilation coming through that crawl space.
Got it. Keep all the, you know, but keep it also closed up so you don't have the crawlies in there. If there's a debris in there, that's got to be out of there, right?
Yeah, almost always that's a big red flag for the appraiser, and because they don't have expertise in that, then usually what they'll do is they'll call for a clear pest inspection where you have to have another inspector come out with another fee to do more work. Whereas if you pulled the, you know, 2x4s that you stuck under there for storage and they're no longer there because that is termite and powder post beetle food.
It's just feed.
Right. So just take it out of there and call it good. And I would never put it back in.
Got it. And appraisers will also look into your crawl or your attic space, right? Don't they do
FHA requires it and we require a photo.
Okay, so head and shoulders type of a review. They're not going to crawl around up there.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, they just pop their head up there and look around.
Right.
Hopefully they're not going to see anything scurry off into the
corners. You don't want to see anything living running off.
No, that's never a good thing. Well, Clark, I sure appreciate you coming in today. It's been just a wealth of knowledge and information, and we so appreciate having you here today and on our team at Home Street. And for us and Marissa, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Clark.
Thanks.
Join us all next week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, for more with Open House with Team Reba. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.